places that might harbor such tiny pockets of air include microscopic scratches and pits in the surface of a glass and crevices along the edges of dirt deposits. Pour champagne or beer into a glass, and you'll see that bubbles don't appear just anywhere. Instead, they rise in steady streams from a few definite places on the bottom and sides of the glass. Those are places where tiny air bubbles were trapped when the liquid was poured. Presumably, a perfectly made, immaculate glass will have fewer such places and will trigger the formation of fewer bubbles. This same reasoning suggests why plastic cups are bad for champagne drinking. Water, or champagne, which is mostly water, doesn't spread out and cover plastic surfaces well. When champagne is poured into a plastic cup, many air pockets form, each of which is the seed for a column of bubbles carrying the champagne's dissolved gases into the air. Champagne goes flat fast in plastic.